I've made many changes in my 50-odd years, but you know, there's just one habit I can't shake. Driving aimlessly on country roads. Driving around, it's a lifelong habit, probably begun in a Ford station wagon with my dad, who could not resist a detour. I vividly remember the feel of the front seat on my chin, the scratchy fabric and that vinyl smell. In those pre-seatbelt days, I stood on my toddler feet, looking out the back window, captured by the adventure of an unknown road, and that country road, that road spinning out behind the back tires, has held me ever since. Today I can't resist an evocative name. Driving south on 221 from Floyd, Virginia, Panther Knob extends a shy hand, and before I know it, I'm an hour late getting back to the orchard. Slusher Store Road, Thunderbolt Road. Who in their right mind could resist these temptations? Hall Hill. How big is the hill? Who is Hall? Laurel Fork Road. Can I get a good view of the creek? Is there a spot for fishing? My life is chock full of detours, but fruitful detours. In summer, Dad would veer onto red dirt shoulders filled with Georgia wildflowers to mark a bright orange butterfly weed. And then he'd come back in fall to gather seeds from his favorite wildflower. Today I drive around with a collapsible trenching shovel in my back seat. Who knows when you might have to dig up something interesting on a new country road? Every road serves up treats, and some are delicious for decades. Like the Beer and Bait Store on Hamilton Road, just south of LaGrange, Georgia, that my friend Jack and I passed in 1970. I still remember the marquee that served up a perfect haiku. Jesus saves, red wigglers, and night crawlers. Growing up in small-town Georgia, driving around was an essential ingredient of courting. In high school, my boyfriend and I drove for hours on Troup County roads, holding hands across the stick shift of his silver Toyota. I know we talked and talked, but I can't remember about what. I do remember those unlined country roads rushing toward us, as fast and as inevitable as our futures. Those roads are now many feet below Lake West Point, and he died young from leukemia. But I'll never forget the hours and miles, the cocoon of his car, and my utter comfort as the miles rolled by. Robert Frost writes about two roads diverging, about taking one and doubting if he should ever come back. My choices haven't worked out that way. My detours seem to always circle back, and I get to choose which road again and again. Today I drive around every week through seasons and miles, mistletoe festooning oak trees in winter, wild plums blooming in spring. I circle back on my country roads mile after mile, year after year, and always find something new. I choose which road again and again. A habit I can't break.